You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Chippewa Falls on Monday, highlighting funding for lowering child care costs in his 2025-2027 budget proposal. Governor Evers met with community leaders for a roundtable discussion on the issue, calling on the state to step up and improve access to affordable child care. His budget proposal calls for an investment of over $500 million for child care in the state, seeking to lower costs, support the industry, invest in employer-sponsored child care, and make the Child Care Counts program permanent. As districts across the state struggle with consistent budget issues amid declining enrollment and growing costs, the school district of the Menominee area is considering fully closing a school. District officials say Downsville Elementary School has seen an enrollment decline from around 115 students 10 years ago to around 75 now, leading them to consider closing the school entirely. They say students at Downsville would likely be transferred to either Oaklawn, River Heights, or Knapp Elementary Schools if it's closed. A Cumberland man accused of leading law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase through the city of Rice Lake in August has agreed to a plea deal. 22-year-old Jacob Peterson entered a guilty plea to misdemeanor resisting by failing to stop. He originally faced charges of felony attempting to flee and misdemeanor operating a firearm while intoxicated, which were dismissed but read into the record. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and 12 months probation. If he meets the obligations of the plea deal, his case could be expunged. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to reverse its cancellation of local food purchase programs. According to a press release, the programs support Wisconsin farmers and residents by using locally grown food for schools and child care centers. Senator Baldwin says the cancellation poses extreme harm to food producers and communities at a time of uncertainty. Over 300 Wisconsin farmers participated in the state LFPA program last year, which distributed over $4 million of food. A bill to authorize a sandhill crane hunt season has officially been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature again. It's the third time similar legislation has been introduced over the last 20 years, with the previous two attempts failing to make it to the governor's desk. Authorizing the hunt would also allow Wisconsin farmers to apply for state funding to cover crops lost to the troublesome birds and open a cost-sharing program to treat crops with a seed-coating deterrence. A hunting permit for residents would cost $20 under the bill. Health experts say vaccine fatigue may be to blame for the winter's high rates of respiratory viruses. According to DHS data, over 6,500 Wisconsinites have been hospitalized with the flu since September, with only about 34% of residents getting a flu shot. The dropping vaccination rate has been an issue since the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to a generally more hostile view of vaccines, health experts also say people who do support vaccines have been growing apathetic about getting them and protecting against diseases like the flu. Irvin Park Zoo in Chippewa Falls is planning a number of fundraisers over the summer as officials look to conduct critical renovations. Zoo officials say they'll need around $400,000 for renovations or even over $800,000 for a full replacement of their larger animal exhibits. Following the death of a tiger at the zoo in recent weeks, they also say they're looking for more native big cats that could remain outside for visitors deeper into the winter months. In addition to planning fundraisers, the zoo is also accepting outright donations. Plans for a daycare facility at the University of Eau Claire Barron County campus are moving forward. The Barron County Board of Supervisors has approved a 10-year lease agreement with the Rice Lake Area School District, with an option to renew it for up to 30 years. The agreement will allow the student center at the university to be converted into a daycare facility as communities across the state struggle with access to affordable child care options. Officials say it will take about $850,000 to get the facility up and running. With all eyes on the state Supreme Court race, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has announced nearly 200,000 ballots have already been returned as of Friday. The nonpartisan race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel has garnered national attention and quickly became the most expensive Supreme Court race in the state's history. Officials say through the same point in the state Supreme Court race 2 years ago, less than 32,000 early voting ballots had been returned. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents receive one of the lowest average tax returns of any state in the country. According to the report by LendingTree, 2022 tax data showed the state ranked 43rd in the country with an average tax refund of about $3,600. That average refund is over $800 lower than the national average. Neighboring Minnesota and Iowa also ranked in the bottom 10 states. The study did find that the average tax refund in Wisconsin had grown by about $400 in the 2 years prior. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there, and so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players, and, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team, a lot of great players, a lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi, the film is a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackie as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.